The Bush administration is on its way out, but its work is hardly over as the White House races against the clock to save its mercury rule and keep perchlorate off the regulatory agenda. Today is November 14th, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This podcast is brought to you by RemTech Summit 09, the inaugural remediation summit dedicated to the vigorous exchange of ideas on environmental remediation science and technology.
In response to requests, EPA announced Monday it is providing more time for public comment on its preliminary regulatory determination not to regulate perchlorate in drinking water at a national level. The agency is now asking for comments by November 28th. The agency said it will make a final determination for perchlorate after considering information provided in the public comment period. EPA cited findings from a recent review process that suggested perchlorate was not found at sufficient levels to warrant federal action. In Malaysia this week, 100 countries met to discuss the possibility of establishing an international biodiversity group. The United Nations-supported scientific intergovernmental body would address biodiversity loss and protect ecosystems. Representatives from over 100 governments were in Putrajaya, near the capital Kuala Lumpur, through Thursday to discuss creating a body similar to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and the UN World Meteorological Organization. Recommendations on the final day included one to carry out a preliminary, quote, gap analysis, end quote, on where the link between scientists and those that make policy decisions at a national, regional, and global level might be strengthened. The proposed Intergovernmental Platform or Panel on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services, or IPBES, would be tasked with triggering debate, encouraging the formation of appropriate policies, and elevating the issue in global consciousness. However, and this is important, the group would not have direct power to enforce its recommendations. Coming up, CAMR was struck down earlier this year, but that may not be the end of the story for President Bush's vision of a cap-and-trade program to control mercury emissions, after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by RemTech Summit 09, the inaugural remediation summit dedicated to the vigorous exchange of ideas on environmental remediation science and technology. Learn about the latest cutting-edge developments within the environmental science and remediation field from the world's leading experts within the academia, regulatory, industry, and environmental consulting communities.
The Clean Air Mercury Rule, or CAMR, may not be dead yet. EPA has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to review a previous decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia to vacate the agency's rule. CAMR would have instituted a cap-and-trade program for regulating mercury emissions from power plants, but the lower court found a provision in the 2005 rule to be a violation of the Clean Air Act. The court then instructed the agency to come up with a much stricter rule. The agency is arguing that the decision, quote, effectively divests the EPA of the discretion that Congress conferred on the agency to consider alternative regulatory approaches to combating air pollution from power plants, end quote. EPA said it has the authority to pursue a different regulatory track, including economic-based solutions such as cap-and-trade, for reducing air pollution from power plants. Some observers believe the Bush administration is hoping the more conservative Supreme Court may be more likely to support the EPA's position. The court has yet to accept the appeal. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and RemTech 09, we thank you for listening.
We invite you to join us on March 3rd through the 5th, 2009 in Atlanta, Georgia for the inaugural RemTech Summit. Visit www.remtech09.com to learn more.